Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Follow me. You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
Hi there, this is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G, and I am joined today by one of my dearest best friends. I love her. I'm fortunate enough to be able to work with her on a daily basis. And somehow I convinced her to do a podcast with me because she'd be so funny. Her name is Amy Nichols.
Howdy. Hey, hey. I love you too.
I didn't mean to say your name. Usually you say the name.
That's okay.
I was getting in a groove. You know what I did not do?
You didn't say I had three kids.
That's right. So there's this movie coming out and I'm so super hyped about it.
Me too. I'm excited.
But it's ruining a profession. And I think it's...
No.
I think it's so totally wrong. Okay, so... The movie that I'm talking about is It. And the trailer is insane. So people already have this weird fear of clowns.
Right.
And this movie is now, it's messing up the clown business. Like, I didn't know clown business was a thing, but apparently it is.
Yeah. Well, you read an article that they're like dropping like flies, right?
Yeah. So in this article, Gilly the Clown is complaining because this It trailer was released a couple weeks ago and it is creepy AF. But the original was too. Well, first of all, they had to deal with, you remember all the creepy clown sightings? Like,
yes,
right around Halloween.
Year, yeah.
You had an experience on Halloween with
I
some
did.
Clowns,
well, it
right?
was like all the teenage boys thought it was super funny because everyone was scared of them to dress up like clowns and be scary.
I don't understand the clown thing because I don't know. Was this ever proven or was it people just like calling up about hoaxes and saying, I see these scary clowns and I think that these things are happening? Nobody actually got hurt by clowns, right?
I don't think so. I think I heard something maybe about a kidnapping. I mean, people were really freaked out. So there has to be some basis to it.
Bad way to die would be by a clown for sure.
Like, just like how though? Like, what would they do?
I don't know, laugh you to death with their creepy laugh, eat you. And Pennywise the Clown, this is from It, he has those creepy teeth. And that's something that's really memorable. I'm actually reading the book right now. I'm a big horror movie fanatic. And I kind of remember the movie from whenever I was a kid, but I really don't. So it's going to be surprising.
Time.
But this book was written in the 80s. And the language in it, Amy, is shocking to me. Because there's a bunch of racist slurs and gay slurs in it. And it's just so completely different from how people talk nowadays that I had to force myself to get through the first couple of chapters because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is rough. This is bad. But I've gotten past that. It is so wordy though. Oh my goodness. Whenever he introduces a character, he will go back and tell every little thing about this character. And then I'm 100 pages in and he's finally getting to the point. So this is going to be a long work in progress for me to get through this book. I'm doing it and I'm enjoying it
now.
I'm
proud of you. Yeah. Well, I might have to borrow it after you though because we're book partners.
We were.
Well,
Amy and I are in an unofficial book club because I'm a huge reader. So I like to read something and then I need you to read it. But
yeah,
I need you to read it afterwards. We don't read it at the same time.
Yeah. So this is really unconventional because we're not reading the book at the same time and discussing it like normal people would.
Instead, I give you the book and then I pester you until you don't read it. Have you even read anything this year, Amy?
No, not one thing. Stop signs and traffic stuff.
Kids report card.
Yeah, I have read that. Any notes brought home?
But anyway, okay, so poor pitiful Gilly the Clown, right? He's trying to do all this clown business. And first they had the creepy clown sightings around the fall. And then by the time all the fear from that died down, now you've got the It trailer and people are scared of clowns again.
Yeah.
And so this poor Gilly the Clown, he says, quote, it's a dying profession and the people who do it scrape together a living and have to grapple with the fact that it's cool and hip to not like clowns. And whenever he says that, I just imagine like sad little clown face, you know? And he says it's going to turn young consumers away from it. It's an art form and no one sticks up for clowns. The only thing cooler to dislike is a mime. I didn't realize that. I could see myself probably getting more creeped out by a mime than a clown.
No, they're fun. I mean, I get... You always got to dog the competition, right?
I guess. But it made me think about, you know, what are some of our fears? Because I'm not afraid of clowns. I'm a little bit different, though. I like, for example, my husband and I like art. And I like some weird art. I wouldn't
dark.
Say it's morbid, but sometimes my husband's like, that's too much. You're going to put that in your creepy girl room. That's what we call the guest room. It's my creepy girl room because anything, I have
anything he doesn't like.
Yeah. All of his sports crap goes in his man cave. All of my creepy girl art goes in my guest room. So that's really pleasant to look at whenever people come and stay the night. And you have,
how many guests do you have on a basis, like yearly, would you say?
I have enough. I mean, I've got a couple friends from out of town who will stop by twice a year, probably. My family comes through a couple times a year. And then one of my best girlfriends lives right up the street. And so she'll come over and stay the night. But
do they say anything? Like, this is really creepy art?
My sister niece has, because I have... my husband went and taught in Ecuador one time.
Whoa.
And, I told you before, I have no idea like where places on the earth is, you know? So we had just come back from our first big trip we took was all inclusive to Jamaica. And we went to a resort there. Well, then we come back and he has to go teach fire class in Ecuador. And so I'm like, I'm going to go. And he's like, you're not going to go to Ecuador. And I was like, babe, I'm totally going to go to Ecuador. And he's like, it's a third world country. I was like, oh, never mind. Like, I thought, you're going to go to Ecuador. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, but let's go.
But then I didn't know how to spell it. And anytime I try to put it in my iPhone, it would... automatically change it to Equator, and I'm like, good enough. People know what I'm talking about.
I love that.
He brought back this clown mask, and that's hanging up on the wall next to a creepy-ish photo. It's not that bad because it's not in my girl room, but my sister niece has commented on it before. She's like, I really don't like that. That's a little scary.
Cover it up with something while you're sleeping.
What are some of your fears that you have, Amy?
Okay, so I was afraid I was a freak. Do you remember the episode, Is It Weird, where I talked about the fingernail story?
That was so much fun because I thought I was bringing all this weird stuff to the table and you out-weirded me for sure.
I didn't mean to. It just, I wasn't even originally thinking about it. It just popped up.
It's not a win or lose competition, Amy. I'm just saying you're weird. I have a clip of it right here. Hang on.
So I used to bite my nails, but I wouldn't just spit them out. I would chew them up and swallow them. Apparently, they're getting stuck in the back of my throat, these little teeny tiny pieces. I felt like this itchy feeling in the back. And so I'd stick my finger back there and dig it out. And it was like, so it looked like a mustard seed. It was like compacted. It was compacted fingernails that like into the size of a mustard seed. And then I squeezed it and I wanted to smell it. It had been stuck in the back of my throat for I don't know how long. And I squeezed it and I smelled it. It was the worst smell I had ever had ever in my life. It was bad.
Okay, so update. I was completely wrong. Russ Face came in yesterday. He waited so long to tell us this.
Yes.
But he came in and said it's something called tonsil stones. And I had no idea. And it's, I guess, a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't my fingernails. It's a thing that people get. So it's not a fingernail stone. It's a tonsil stone.
Okay. So did that cure your fear of fingernails and now you can go back to biting? Or are you now scared of tonsil stones?
No. So I wasn't afraid of biting my nails. I was afraid that I was the freak. I'm no longer afraid I'm a freak. It's a thing that people get. So that's great.
So... your fear is that you're not freaky anymore?
I'm not afraid. I'm a freak.
I love it, Amy. I have a weird fear that I didn't realize was a problem until I dreamed about it the other night. I've mentioned before, I sleep with a Yogi Bear doll. And it's weird to even call him a doll because he's a stuffed animal, but that's just what I've always called him. And Yogi and I have a lot of history. I had an original Yogi Bear doll. And
as a kid?
Yeah. Okay. And I beat the crap out of my brother with it. And I like ripped him open and half of his stuffing came out. And my friend's mom had to sew him back together. And like he had a battered eye. I mean, yeah. Yogi was doing really bad. Well, then I had Yogi on a trip one time and lost my luggage and never recovered it. So I ended up without a Yogi Bear. Well, by then I'm in high school and you can't get Yogi Bear dolls anymore.
Yeah.
So my parents went on eBay and had to track down like this old Yogi Bear doll and give it to me. So I still have Yogi Bear. I still sleep with him.
Every night.
Every single night. I try to not take him on trips. Like normally I don't take him with me. Really because my husband's like, no, we're not going to take
Yogi.
Okay,
so it's not to save room or save face. It's just because your husband won't let you.
Yeah, because he's like, we are not traveling with this bear. What I didn't realize, Amy, is that I guess I have some deep-rooted fear about losing him. Because
again,
I had a dream that I'm riding in a car and somehow the passenger door opened and Yogi Bear comes flying out of the car and I lose him in traffic. And by the time I come back around, I can't find him. So I'm all pawing at him and trying to find my bear and I can't find him. And it turned into a nightmare for me.
Yeah, well, it's like some deep-rooted issue, I'm sure. Oh my gosh. And then you're so tired when you wake up from dreams after you like searching and searching and searching all night long and you can't find the thing.
Yeah. And the topic of Yogi Bear actually came up whenever I was talking to my mom recently. And I asked her thoughts on Yogi and, you know, where our relationship was going to progress from here. Here's what my mom had to say.
Will you ever get rid of Yogi? I doubt it. I doubt it. You won't let, you're very protective of him. I think you may have let Heaven sleep with him maybe once. But, I mean, you've talked about giving her this, giving her that when she gets grown up. You've never mentioned about giving her Yogi Bear.
No, I thought about giving her Yogi, and I couldn't do it, and so I never mentioned it. I thought maybe if any time would be it, maybe this would be the time. I asked Jeremy one time if there's anything of mine he could throw away, what would it be? And I thought he was going to say shoes. Automatically, he said Yogi Bear. And I'm like, never mind, moving on.
That answer shocked me because I didn't realize that it actually bothers him. He gets on to me about my shoes because I have a lot of shoes, yeah. But I wear them. He has a closet full of clothes that he doesn't wear and doesn't get rid of. Jeremy's the hoarder of the relationship, not me. But I will throw my shoes in the closet and it's fine. I know where they're all piled up at and everything. But I wear my shoes, so I'm not going to get rid of them. I sleep with my Yogi Bear doll, so I'm not going to get rid
of
them.
All being used.
But I didn't realize that somewhere deep inside of me, like, I can't let go. Heaven, by the way, is my sister niece. And I really did think about it. I said, well, maybe now's the time that I can get rid.
I think I remember this, that you were going over it and maybe you were discussing it with me a little bit to see my thoughts or whatever. I can't remember, but I remember this being brought up before.
Are you my therapist?
I think I am. Well, I think you know this one fear of mine, Lacey. I'm afraid of talking. I have a lot of inner dialogue and I'm always afraid that I'm repeating myself. Like, have I said this before or am I talking too much? Which I know for a fact there's no way that's happening. But I'm still so nervous that I'll cover my mouth when I'm talking. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't want people looking at me. It's being the center of attention, I think, is the main issue.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because I know this, but we have never discussed this. Whenever we were first given the opportunity to do a podcast, I really didn't know who I was going to partner up with because a podcast is people. It's not a person. Nobody wants to sit here and listen to me. I mean, it's all about the dialogue and the back and forth and everything. And you have been my friend from the get-go.
Yeah.
And you and I are a lot alike and we have similar personality and similar attitudes. We're not completely alike, but I didn't think that you would do a podcast with me. And then you started doing this podcast with me, and I'm not going to lie, you're brilliant, and
well,
I love it, and I love
you.
The fact that you're doing it.
I think you're brilliant, and I also hate compliments, but thank you.
Are we getting mushy again? Is this going to be
so?
They must really love us.
But I didn't think I was going to do it either, but I'm having fun.
It is fun. Yeah. It is fun, and you really are. I thought, girl, I'm going to come on here. I'm going to be the funny one. And then Amy's just out funnying me all the time. But I love it. I think you're doing such a great job. So I'm so proud of you.
Well,
this is huge. Because I'm not overcoming any of my fears.
Yay, me.
So far, you're winning, Amy. Now this is a contest.
Wait a second. No, you can't go back on that.
Yeah. Big fear of mine. I've discussed this before. I'm super scared of throw up. And I can't help it. This isn't just like I think throw up is gross. Like, I'm terrified of it. And it's because my original dad and my brother would both throw up really loudly in the bathroom. So my mom would hear and they would have to go to work and go to school. And it was right next to my bedroom. And so I would hear this and incorporate this into my dreams, which would then turn into nightmares. And
yeah.
I would say prayers at night to not have throw up dreams. So this has been since I was a little girl. I have this fear. Well, my sister niece and my mom both get car sick. You get car sick.
I do. And
your
my son
gets car sick. I'm always paranoid. Like, I've never even seen my sister niece throw up. I've never heard her throw up. It's never happened. I have nightmares about it, though. And come to find out, this is a well-known fear. There's a name for it. It's called emetophobia. Might be a good way to pronounce it. I don't know. I Googled it earlier. I already forgot. But emetophobia is a fear of vomiting. Most people don't know that this fear is common enough to have its own name, yet vomit phobia can be a disabling condition which severely limits the lives of those who struggle with it. But here's the thing. So I'm reading. I'm like, okay, well, if this is a fear, then surely there's a cure for it. Do you know what the cure is?
Throwing up.
Listen to people throw up. I'm not doing that.
You got to face your fears.
No. And they're all dream related. My dreams really mess with me at night. It's like my brain is attacking me. I had another dream. I don't know why. I had a dream that I went to jail. And while I was in jail, it was just like, oh my gosh, well, I messed up. Now I'm in jail. Jail would be an awful place. I could not hang in jail at all. I think I'd probably get beat up all the time. I'm not hardcore. I'm not street smart.
Are you picking fights with people?
No, but they would probably pick fights with me because I would be easy. Like, it's not Orange is the New Black. I think they'd be beating people up in jail.
I do have to say, you are an easy target. Everyone in the office likes picking on you just because you give such a great reaction. And it's not anything big, but they'll say a little something and you are like, what? And you're just so easy to pick on.
They pick on me because either I'm insecure or because they know I'm going to blow up. One or the other. So I don't know. They don't know which one they're going to get at the moment. But either I'm just going to whine and cry about it and be butthurt for a week, or I'm just going to completely blow up.
I guess both are worth it to them.
But yeah, I had a dream that I went to jail. I was so scared. And then I get out of jail and I'm in some house and I'm getting ready to leave. And there's this huge cobra outside the front door. So then I can't leave. So I'm doubly trapped. So then my husband, Jeremy, was trying to analyze me. And he's like, well, you think you're stuck in some kind of situation? And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm stuck in. And now I'm like freaking out about that. So I don't know.
Well, it's funny that you are talking about dreams, because my next fear showed up in one of my dreams this past weekend. And I've been dying to tell you, but I've waited.
I can't wait.
Okay, so first I have to tell, my big, big fear is the L word. And we don't talk about it in the house, but I will hear it because you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Lice. Lice is huge. Morgan, my daughter, has gotten it twice, and I have turned into a psycho Lacey. I mean, bad. I obsess over it. It's on my mind constantly. If someone touches their head, if I'm watching a movie and someone puts a hat on, it's out of control. It's been a while since we've had an episode. There's only been two, but it's been over a year since the last one.
Well, hang on. Was this a bad episode, or was it just because I got lice as a kid and it was like an epidemic in my elementary school to where we kept getting it and passing it back around?
No, no.
So it was kind of hard to get rid of whenever I had it. I mean, I went through a little stint there for a little bit where I was a lice head. I was lice Lacey.
No, I don't know why. It's never been a big thing. It's just I make it a big thing because it's just time consuming. It's ruined my life. I really felt like I was in hell whenever we were going through it. But I would take the cushions off every piece of furniture and bag it. And you're supposed to do that for like 2 weeks. I did it for 2 months. I'm telling you, we sat on the floor in our house for 2 months. I don't own a brush to this day. I never will buy a brush again. I'll just brush my hair with my fingers. I won't do it. I'm so scared.
That's so funny.
I'm not exaggerating. When I've spent 5 hours at a time straight going over every single strand in her head, getting I hurt. We cried. And it's not her fault. And I kept on telling her it's not your fault. But it's just so time consuming.
Have you ever had lice?
My mom has said that it's been in the house. I don't ever remember having it. And I haven't asked her. I guess I'm too afraid to ask her, because then she'll tell me. And then what if I did have it once? I don't know. It's not the end of the world, but I act like it's a plague, like the bubonic plague. Everyone's going to die. But yeah. No, it's not. It's not that big deal, but I hate it. It's the worst thing ever. Okay, so I have to tell you about this nightmare that I had. Okay, so there's a girl that I don't like, and it's a friend of a friend. I don't have to see her that often, but she was in my dream. And we got into this heated discussion. Oh, I have to tell you why I don't like her.
This is going to be good.
Okay, she's a bad mom. And I'm not a judger, but she yells and she's so disrespectful, so hateful. Like, they're trash. And I just am not going to have that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she's a horrible person. And she
I respect your decision.
Thank you. And she owes me $15.
Which do you hate her for the most? Now we're really getting to the problem.
I just am never going to let that go. I hold a grudge. Anyway, so we get in this nightmare that I had. We're having this discussion. We get in a heated argument. She whips out from her purse her round hairbrush and starts ripping the hair off the hairbrush, throwing it at me, throwing it at my clothes. She's yelling at me and throwing her hair. I have no idea if this hair is infested. And I'm freaking out, Lacey. It's everywhere. And I wake up in a sweat because she's throwing this freak nasty hair on me. It was awful.
So you're getting tormented by somebody that you hate.
Yes.
And they're throwing their nasty dead hair at you.
Yes. It was the worst.
Oh. How do we shut dreams up? How do we do that?
I don't know. I woke up and I was trying to get my family to feel bad for me, you know, like, oh, because it was a Saturday morning. We were all laying around. It was a lazy. I'm like, come on, this is a horrible dream. You should feel bad for me. No, they think I'm out of my mind. Crazy. You've got to seek help, Amy.
One fear that I have, and I'm not really sure why, is a fear of not wearing underwear. I cannot not wear underwear. And it's not a comfort thing. It's for some reason, I'm afraid I'm going to have an accident. I'm afraid that I'm going to have an accident if I don't wear underwear. And but I wear underwear and I don't have accidents. So it's not like I need that extra protection.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be, it wouldn't be a lot of protection anyway. I think it'd probably still be obvious if I had an accident.
It would.
But I'm afraid if I don't wear underwear that I'm going to have an accident.
Maybe it's a security blanket thing, or maybe you feel vulnerable or something.
I guess that would be it.
I don't know.
I'm also afraid, I've never done this either. I'm also afraid that, like, I might pass out sometime doing something, and then I'm going to pass out and I'm going to wet my pants. And again, it's never happened, but I'm just like, that's going to happen. I'm just, something's going to be wrong with me. I'm going to be either running on a treadmill, or I'm just going to, you know, head explode. My health is going to, I don't know, but I'm just going to pass out. It's going to be in front of people, and then I'm going to pee my pants, and then people are going to make fun of me.
I thought you were going to say at some point before the passing out part, I thought you were going to say something about how, you know, you might break a dance move and hit the floor and then, oops, you didn't wear the underwear. And show your bare ass again.
Again. So this one time in Vegas, we're not going there. All right. Thank you for listening to our weird fears.
So if you can help us with our fears and some professional help or something like that,
hey, offer us any advice that you have for these weirdos. But thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols.
And up next, somebody called me something on social media and I had to look up the word. And you know what?
They're right.
I'm totally that person. And so I want to talk about it. It kind of offended me, but then I was like, that's offensive. But you know what? They're right.
It just means you know yourself and they know you. That's great.
No, they didn't know me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a comment on somebody else's comment. But yeah, next time I want to discuss words that describe us.
All right.
All right. Bye.
That's a clown question, bro.